The Mater Hospital in Dublin is today marking the 38th anniversary of the longest living heart transplant surgery in the country. Andy Kavanagh was just 19 years old when he underwent the surgery in 1986 under the care of Mr. Maurice Nelligan and Mr. Freddie Wood. 38 years after the procedure, Andy from Coolock is a married father of one and a grandfather of three, who works in An Post. He's been speaking to our health correspondent Fergal Bowers, who started by asking him what led to him needing a heart transplant at the age of 19.
Basically, I caught a flu, and like every young person at 19, you just treat it with Lemsips, Benlin, things like that, and it just wasn't getting better and better. It just kept going on. The cough was getting worse and worse. So eventually I did end up going to the GP. My GP referred me to Jervis Street Hospital, which was open at the time. And I went for a chest x-ray. On my way back from Jervis Street, I collapsed outside the Irish Life Mall on Abbey Street, on Talbot Street, sorry. And I was rushed through into A&E in Jervis Street. And everything started from there. I was diagnosed with congestive cardiomyopathy, which is just a flu-like system that attacks the heart and the muscle.
And the doctors decided, obviously, to put you on the transplant waiting list, and you got a transplant. What do you remember of that procedure all those years, 38 years ago?
The biggest lasting memory that, you know, sticks with me all the time, there was had to be a couple of donors that were available to me, but because I had infections, you can't have the operation. So there was one day, it was a Sunday, it was the 25th of May, I was sitting down to have my dinner. And next of all, this was about 1 o'clock, Freddie Woods walks in, who was my surgeon, and him and Maurice Nelligan were the ones that performed the operation. He came in, says, "You're not to touch the dinner." So I knew once he said I wasn't to touch the dinner, there was something up. I said, "What's happening?" He says, "We have a possible donor." So the question I threw to him was, "What happens if I have an infection today?" He said, "You have an infection today, we've 2 weeks to clear up the infection and also get a donor, Andy." He was very frank, and that's the way myself and himself had a relationship as such. Yeah.
I know you particularly want to thank the donor and their family.
Yeah, without the huge sacrifice that Gertie Russell made, her son David was tragically killed by a drunk driver and coming home from a disco, him and his friend. And back then in 1986, organ donation wasn't really heard of, so that was a bigger challenge as well to make. And without the likes of Gertie and other people that have donated hearts, this story today wouldn't be possible.
I mean, you faced other health challenges in you know, some years after the transplant operation. Tell me, I think the anti-rejection medicine for the heart led to kidney failure and you needed a kidney transplant.
Yeah, one day I wasn't feeling well and I was diagnosed with cancer in one of the kidneys, which again is down to the anti-rejection drug. It does wonders, it keeps you alive, but unfortunately there are side effects of all medications. It led to me having the kidney removed, which put more pressure on the one remaining kidney. And subsequently that went, and I ended up on dialysis then for 4 years. And then I was transplanted then in 2006 as well then.
Andy, you're one of the longest surviving heart transplant patients in the world. I think the other individual is 39 years on. How do you feel about that?
It's a huge achievement. Like, if you had told me back then in 1986 you were going to live for 38 years, you were going to have a couple of hiccups along the way, you would have snatched your hand off it, because life expectancy back then was 2 to 3 years after having a transplant, because it was only a new procedure. So it's an amazing achievement, you know.
And you're a father of one, a grandfather of three, and you're working on post. Life's good for you.
Life is brilliant. Like, I do everything I want. I go to the gym, I walk 10k every day, I do anything I wish to do.
That's Andy Kavanagh, 38 years after his heart transplant.